This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 201 for Wednesday, December 27th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. Reopening after Christmas and Boxing Day, the ICE Futures canola market is making gains, despite negative sentiment in comparable oils. While European rapeseed is up, Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil are both down. Crude oil is also losing ground due to greater supply. The Canadian dollar is up 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract is up $8.40 per ton at $653.60 compared to Friday's close, while the March contract is up $5.20 per ton at $660.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture in its weekly export inspections report showed that 1.08 million tons of corn were shipped during the week ended December 21st. The season's total exports were 11.24 million, approximately 25% more than the previous year, but just shy of the five-year average. The U.S. reopened two rail crossings at Eagle Pass in El Paso, Texas on Friday after they were closed for 5 days due to an influx of migrants. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his 2023-24 corn production estimates unchanged at 117 million tons for Brazil and 53 million tons for Argentina, although he noted the former could become lower. The March corn contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.77 compared to yesterday's close. 1.07 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the weekend of December 21st, increasing the season's total to 22.25 million, 18.5% below last year's pace and 15.3% below the five-year average. Cordonnier cut his estimate for Brazilian soybean production by 2 million tons to 153 million. Growers in the top producing state of Mato Grosso have already began their soybean harvest, the earliest it has ever started. However, rains are in the forecast in growing areas. China has approved the first seed companies to breed and sell genetically modified corn and soybean seeds, which would pave the way for growing GMO crops in the country. China's soy meal consumption as feedstock declined by 4.44 million tons, or 11% in 2023 compared to the previous year. The March soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.10. 428,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the weekend of December 21st, up from 285,000 in the previous week, with one-third of the total being hard red wheat. This marketing year, 9.33 million tons of U.S. wheat were shipped. Russia's government reported its second-largest grain harvest ever for 2023 at 142.6 million tons, down 9.5% from last year. Of that total, 92.77 million were winter and spring wheat, down from 104.23 million tons in 2022. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.21. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.28. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.19. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.